practice of loving kindness. Let's begin with the three crucial points. The crucial point of the body is to sit in perfect meditation posture, which means to assume the seven-point posture of Varachana, or more simply, to sit with your back straight and your body relaxed. The crucial point of the speech is just to follow the natural flow of the breath. The crucial point of the mind has two aspects. The first aspect is to arouse the motivation of bodhicitta. This means that you dedicate your practice to the ultimate enlightenment of all beings. As Buddha Maitreya said, arousing bodhicitta is, for the sake of others, longing to attain complete enlightenment. Here we can recite the prayer of the Four Immeasurables. By the power and the truth of this practice, may all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering, and may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. The second aspect of the crucial point of the mind is invocation, prayer, or the practice of Guru Yoga. Invoke in the sky before you the embodiment of enlightenment. It may be in the form of your master or Guru Rinpoche. Whatever to you is the embodiment of enlightenment. And pray that all their understanding, experience, and realization arise within your being. As you pray with sincere and deep devotion, the Master glows with tremendous love and compassion, melts into light, and dissolves into you. His mind merges completely with your mind. Then, neither following the past nor anticipating the future, simply remain in the pure awareness of the present moment as long as you can. And now we continue with a practice of loving kindness. Just continue to sit and settle for a short time. We aspire to awaken the love in our own heart. We can say to ourselves, may I awaken the love that is in my heart. May I be able to receive love. May I be able to give love. May I love myself unconditionally. May I love others unconditionally. Now we slowly repeat the phrases, may I be happy, may I be well, and let the words resonate inside us. Just quietly and silently repeat, may I be happy, may I be well. We could reflect on the ways in which we might wish to be happy and well, or visualize ourselves in the happiest state that we can imagine. Now, we wish for ourselves to receive all of the things we have just brought to mind as we say, may I be happy, may I be well. And we consider that we receive all the happiness and well-being we've been wishing for ourselves, and just simply rest. And let's start extending this loving kindness to others. We can now recall an occasion when someone showed us unconditional love. The occasion we recall might be from childhood, or maybe it's more recent. There's no need to locate a perfect loving relationship. We just select a single significant moment in which we felt unconditionally loved by another person and hold it in our mind as if it were a photograph. We explore the memory of that experience and the feeling of being accepted and loved unconditionally. We allow ourselves to be touched and filled by the love this person showed us. We visualize the person who showed us unconditional love as we slowly and quietly repeat, "May you be happy. May you be well." Now we gradually extend this love to others. First, we share our love with anyone else who has shown us love or to whom we feel close, such as family members and good friends. As we think of them, we extend our love to them, saying, "May you be happy. May you be well." Now we can turn our focus to the people for whom we have more neutral feelings. We picture someone from this group of people. It could be someone at work, a neighbor, someone who works in a local shop. We recognize that he or she is just another human being who, just like us, wants to be happy and avoid suffering. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they could experience true happiness and well-being as well? May you be happy. May you be well. We can even now extend our love towards people we don't like or with whom we have had difficulties. This can be challenging, but why let it? Our hearts are now filling with love. Maybe we can think of someone we had a disagreement or difficulty with recently, or at least someone for whom we feel a degree of aversion or dislike. They too are worthy of our love, and they too want to be happy and free from suffering. May they be well. May they be happy. And as our hearts fill with love, fill with loving kindness towards ourselves, loving kindness to those whom we love and who are close to us, loving kindness to those we don't know, who we may be a little bit indifferent about, someone we just met in the street, loving kindness to those whom we have difficulty with, disagreements with, or somebody that we just have an aversion to. As we continue to fill our hearts with the love and loving kindness for all those beings, we can aspire even greater. We can start to offer our loving kindness to people all over our planet. We are interconnected with each of those people. And therefore they are worthy of our love, our loving kindness, and they too want to be happy and free from suffering. And as our aspirations of loving kindness grow and grow and grow to include all beings, not only people, but all beings, all manner of beings, of which there are countless. We extend our loving kindness to our environment, to our very surroundings, to the planet on which we live. We extend our loving kindness and our healing because we can. And now, with our being filled with loving kindness and love for all other beings, wanting the same as us, happiness and freedom from suffering, we quietly let the practice go and rest the mind. And still with our deep connection to the embodiment of enlightenment that we visualized at the start of this practice, with our Lama, with our Guru, with our teacher, with Guru Rinpoche, whatever for you, you envisaged as the embodiment of enlightenment. Together we bear witness to our dedication. Through this merit, may all beings attain the omniscient state of enlightenment and conquer the enemy of faults and delusion. May they all be liberated from this ocean of samsara and from its pounding waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you for sharing this practice together.